In 2030, there could be a nuclear reactor on the moon. China is racing to beat the US there. And here's the crazy part. The reactor is designed to run for 10 years straight. No refueling, no repairs, just constant power in the most hostile environment humans have ever tried to colonize. Let's be real though, this could fail spectacularly. The rocket could explode, the landing could fail, the reactor could malfunction. One design flaw, and we've got a dead reactor on the moon with no way to fix it. NASA's potential backup plan? They could send multiple reactors. If one fails, the others keep running. It's expensive, but cheaper than sending repair crews. Meanwhile, China's groundwork mission, Chang'e 8, launches in 2028, making it an early step toward their nuclear-powered lunar base. So here's the question, and drop your answer in the comments. If you could build anything on the moon with unlimited power, what would it be? Because in 5 years, that question stops being hypothetical. The reactor could land in 2030. The power turns on. And for the first time in human history, we'll have a permanent foothold beyond Earth. Not because we visited, but because we stayed. The nuclear age in space starts now. The only question is, who gets there first?